Luther Harrison is Samaritan's Purse Vice President for Disaster Relief in America. Good morning, Luther.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming along. Yeah. Now, tell us the role these trucks have already played in the United States.
Well, in the United States, our first trailer went out in 1998 to a flood in Victoria, Texas. Since then, we've gone to 153 different storms. These trucks, it's like a Bunnings on wheels.
Wow.
I mean, when you take it to the disaster zone, many times your hardware stores, your everything's infrastructure is completely gone. Mm. And when we take the tools in, we bring the equipment to supply for the volunteers. Our volunteers are our number one resource. We cannot do this work without the volunteers. So when we get there on site, you've got your office in the front, you're self-contained, you're dependent on no one or nothing to accomplish the goal. So we get the volunteers, they come with a willing heart, we put the tools in their hands, and they go out and just, you've got people standing in their yards saying, what do I do next? And we're coming along just like the Good Samaritan.
Tell us some stories. Go to the heart of that person in the yard going, what's going on, or where their house has been leveled or something has happened. Give us some actuality, in a sense, of or this truck in action.
Well, you pull this truck in action. I was blessed to come over here in 2011. They had the flooding in Queensland, and then also I got to go up to Tully after the cyclone hit. And you see people, everything they worked so hard for during their life is just completely gone. Or if it's flooded, it's covered with water and sewage and different contaminants, and you have to take all their possessions and in front of them just throw it to the curb. But when these people see a stranger come alongside of them and pick up the pieces and comfort them and give them love and support, and just it gives them hope. It's sort of as you clean up that flooded house, you see the muck and the mire, and then you clean it out, and they start seeing the light. They start saying, there is hope. I can get back on my feet. And I live in North Carolina. We're in the hurricane area there that I've seen people get hit twice with a storm, you know, and they rebuild, and they have that determination. But it's our goal. Samaritan's Purse was created to be a relief organization. We want to provide that immediate relief, get there quickly, help the people, and sustain them every step of the way.
Fantastic. Now, you've got five of these trucks operating in the United States at the moment?
We have five in the U.S., three in our Canadian office, and this is the inauguration of the Australian unit.
Good.
And maybe one day our United Kingdom office, they just finished working a flood. They don't have one yet, but maybe one day.
Now, it's a great truck, though Aaron and I have noticed one flaw, and we want to provide you with that extra thing that you may need.
Lay it on us.
You have five trucks. No, we've only got four of these at the moment. These are Aaron and Dan sanitary wipes.
Antibacterial wipes.
Oh, we cannot go. We can't. We'll split one of the packs for the fifth unit.
All right, okay. You know, there just before you get out into the field, if everyone can just wash their hands and before lunch, maybe just give them a rub.
Yeah.
It's even got your name on it. I'm impressed.
Yeah. And... because you get awfully sweaty,
don't you,
when you're hacking away at wood or you're lifting things up. So we've got some air fresheners for you to put in your trucks.
Oh, we'll use those in the church where the volunteers sleep at night and put their socks up.
Yes. Great.
Perfect. And it's a very subtle smell. So good, unlike the socks. Well, this is a very clean, nice, new-looking truck. It's about to get really, really dirty, and only because, obviously, the donor who made it happen, but also you guys seeing the need here as well and getting behind it as well.
Well, this is a great investment. Mm. None of the money put into this trailer is going to be wasted. When I started 18 years ago, we didn't have a volunteer base. Our volunteer base that come and help us in storms is right at 85,000 volunteers now, and this is a way people can get involved. People can help. They want ways they can do things. And this is a great way to get plugged in. If a storm happens in your area or even somewhere else, go help others.
Yeah.
And Samaritan's Purse, we'd love to be the catalyst and push you right into action.
Luther Harrison, Samaritan's Purse, Vice President for Disaster Relief, thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you very much.